There are times when it is necessary to show humility and to express gratitude for the blessings that God has given us and continues to give us. In 2 Samuel, David thanked God for delivering him from his enemies, including King Saul. If you would, please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. It's a long chapter, but we're not reading that many verses here. 2 Samuel chapter 22. We'll begin at verse 47. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 47. It reads, "The Eternal liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avenges me, and that brings down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Eternal, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. I thank you, Eternal, for defending me and protecting me, for the wisdom you provided to our founding fathers, for the success our nation has achieved in war and in diplomacy, for the protection of our borders, the borders of our personal properties, our state and national borders, though some of us choose to leave them unprotected, for our national defense, our policemen, our sheriffs, our wardens, our merchant marines, our coast guard, our navy, air force, our army, the U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, FBI, CIA, for all of the wars and conflicts that were prevented by these men and women, conflicts that were never made public. I thank God for the sacrifices these people made, for the Transportation Security Administration, known to everyone as the TSA, who infringes on the rights of many each day. I'm thankful for the conflicts and the acts of terrorism that they have prevented. The day before Thanksgiving, the TSA seized an arsenal which included 2 crossbows, 3 starter pistols, 2 BB guns, a stun gun, handcuffs, and several arrows. This was all in New York. I'm thankful for the offices of the local and national leaders who are responsible for fulfilling their responsibilities. I'm grateful for the nation that I live in, imperfect by far, and yet remains the desire of many, where one can achieve and accomplish great things. I'm thankful for the Constitution and the laws promoting liberty and justice for all, for a school system and a public library where teachers are established to provide knowledge and where one can research a topic to gain understanding on various subjects. In Psalm 139, the psalmist marveled at the wisdom and omnipresence of God in comparison to his own limitations. If you would please turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139 reads as follows. O Eternal, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Eternal, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, the grave, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, verse 10, shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, or bloodthirsty men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine eyes take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Eternal, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verse 14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Man is to look at his own body in astonishment and awe at how it was fashioned, perfectly designed by Almighty God, and not our parents. Father, I thank you for my bodies, my capillaries, my blood vessels, which you've designed to move blood back to the heart and exchange oxygen and other nutrients, waste products. These blood vessels, which allows for circulation to occur. I thank you for the hair follicles that results in hair growth. For both the human brain, human spirit that separates us from animals and allows us to reason, think, ponder about who we are, what we can achieve, to examine ourselves each day. For the guilty conscience and the clear conscience. For our eyes, which allows us to read your holy scriptures for guidance and understanding, to see the work of God's creation, to roll them in disgust or disagreement to something or someone we see, our eyes. For our ears, which allows us to hear the obvious and the not so obvious. The hands and arms, which allows us to reach out and touch the things that we need and to touch the things that we like. To feel the fur on an animal, to pat them on their heads for comfort and reward. To experience the work of your hands, to pick up that circular saw and cut that 2x4 to the exact measurement. Oh, baby. To exercise the skill of knitting and sewing and drawing and running and gymnastics and ballet. To cast that line out, reel it back in, and see that speckled trout on the end. For the mouth to praise and honor God, to pray,
to congratulate others, to taste your favorite food, to smile and express displeasure, to shout for joy in response to an accomplished achievement, the nose to smell baked bread or pie from an oven, the soggy diaper from a baby to let you know he or she needs to be changed. I thank you, God, for products such as Lysol and Glade to change the aroma for the better. In Psalm 8, David focused on the glory of God and wondered why God would desire for man to achieve similar honor and dominion throughout the earth. Please turn to Psalm 8. Psalm 8 reads as follows. O eternal, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, verse 3, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O eternal our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Almighty God, I thank you for the ability to experience your handiwork. The first heaven, sky and its clouds. The second heaven, stars, galaxies, including the Milky Way, which is said to have over 100 billion planets and 200 billion stars, constantly losing and producing stars each year. For nature, the trees, flowers, green grass, rolling hills, the beautiful fall leaves, to be able to travel, plane, train, bus, car, legs. I was driving down last week Highway 190 and Interstate 49 on Thanksgiving Day with the family, and I never noticed it before during, I guess, the fall season, just the color of the trees while riding down the highway. Red and yellow colors in the leaves. Beautiful. Snow. Rain. The erupting volcano. The beaches. Think about that when we hit Panama City Beach. Air. Wind. Fragrance. Good and bad. Different animals. Dogs, wolves, foxes, cats, panthers, lions, deer, koala bears, grizzlies, panthers, a giraffe with its long neck, hippopotamus, also known as the water horse, snails, worms, the praying mantis, the ladybug, love bugs, roaches, ants, mankind. Different dialects, different skin tones, eye colors, differences in shapes and stature. As Jesus began his public ministry, he read some verses from the scroll of Isaiah on the Sabbath day. Please turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. This event occurred after Jesus overcame Satan in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Beginning at verse 13, Luke chapter 4, it reads, "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue fastened on him." I'm thankful for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who gave his life that many who choose him would be saved from the second death, for going that extra mile for all of us, for his present work on our behalf as intercessor, for God the Father, who allowed Jesus to sacrifice his life for man, for liberty, both spiritual liberty and national liberty, for godly preaching, to hear the teachings and warnings of God through his called out ones. I'm thankful. For courage, the ability and willingness to confront our fears and deal with pain and uncertainties. For the strength that God gives to overcome and manage our stress levels. I'm thankful for faith, confidence, and trust in him while others believe the opposite. For love unconditional. No definition is good enough for that word, except God is love. For grace and mercy, unmerited favor, and loving kindness extended to your people because of your love. To motivate and inspire people to do that which is right, I am thankful. I'm thankful for God's laws, which impart wisdom and teaches us how to worship him, and to worship him rightly. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul attempts to comfort the obedient church members who were deeply affected by the warnings in the first letter to the Corinthian church, the first published letter, that is. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Beginning at verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14 reads, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest or evident the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ." I'm grateful for the truth that God continues to reveal to his people, for being able to speak out against evil and against false holy days. I'm thankful for God enabling us to overcome those moments of adversity, experiencing the separation of my parents, the death of my paternal grandmother in 1978, and the effect it had on the family, my father's subsequent declaration of bankruptcy because he couldn't pay the property tax on grandma's home. I'm thankful living in a motel for almost 2 years, 9 weeks past due on the rent, for being ribbed, talked about in middle school, for only having 4 pairs of jogging suits to wear each week by those who I once considered to be my friends, turning me into the introvert I am today. I'm thankful for the mentoring provided by my 3 high school teachers, Ms. Vilmarette, Ms. Hickey, and Ms. Felters. The consequences of getting married young without having a steady job and struggling, attempting to make ends meet while in college by, get this, college students, eating vanilla wafers and fruit punch for lunch, holding a part-time job, working 4 hours a week, running out of baby formula for our firstborn and not having the money to purchase more, compensating by mixing evaporated milk and water to get by. I purchased our first refrigerator from a furniture store located at 1825 I went 9 months past due before paying it off with my tuition refund check. I'm grateful for the help of Tracy's parents who supported us during those times, to say the least. I'm thankful for the attempt to promote Sabbath keeping to a Baptist church. We are indeed a savor of life to some and a savor of death to others. God truly causes us to triumph in Christ. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, also known as the resurrection chapter. 1 Corinthians 15. Beginning at verse 1, 1 Corinthians 15, it reads, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." I'm thankful for those who dedicated their lives to serving God through obedience, declaring his truth in hostile environments. The faithful ones such as Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Deborah, Ruth, Samuel, David, Jeremiah, and Daniel. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, worthy of all honor and glory, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm thankful for his apostles who witnessed his works and gave their testimonies, for the men and women willing to suffer for him who loved not their lives unto death, those who were persecuted so that the gospel would expand beyond Jerusalem, beyond Europe, beyond Asia and Africa. For the martyrs identified in Fox's Book of Martyrs, I'm thankful. Psalm 55 is a psalm of instruction, also known as a maskil, in regards to the defeating of the enemies of God's people. Please turn to Psalm 55. Beginning at 17, verse 17, Psalm 55. It reads, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." You skip to verse 22. It says, "Cast thy burden upon the Eternal, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Verse 22, casting, throwing, hurling your lot, burden upon God, who will sustain you, who will nourish you, who will maintain you, who will restrain you and cause you to endure when you want to retaliate and throw a stone for stone. I'm thankful for Tracy and the girls. I'm grateful for the body of Christ, the church family, and the words of encouragement and correction. For the work of the brethren in the churches abroad, for God's definition of marriage and teaching us how to eat healthy, both spiritually and physically. I'm thankful for the privilege of praying to the Father, for the opportunity to repent and seek forgiveness, to praise and honor him just because, for healing and comfort, for sending that special someone in your life the right time to comfort and aid you, to be able to hum a tune to yourself that gives you inspiration and energy, for wisdom and understanding, for boldness and humility rightly applied. For this, I'm thankful. Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Warnings that God, that Paul had given to the church at Thessalonica. Beginning at verse 14, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. It reads, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly or disorderly. Comfort the feeble-minded or faint-hearted. Support the weak. Be patient toward all. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Whatever, follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I'm grateful for a national day of Thanksgiving, for families to get together, to celebrate, socialize, watch TV, and eat, and play games like horseshoes, air hockey, and eat, checkers, cards, and eat, and shoot pool, and eat, and be merry to God for all he does and continues to do. In Psalm 136, if you would turn there, please. Psalm 136. which is a psalm of thanks throughout the psalm, if you will, for all that God has done for Israel. Psalm 136. Verse 1 reads, "O give thanks unto the Eternal, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembers us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, because his mercy endureth forever." This sermon of thanks doesn't begin to do justice. And although this sermon should have been delivered a week ago, it's never a bad time to give thanks. I hope this message encourages all of us to count our blessings, for we could go on and on for days when we do so. Let's remember that every day is to be a day of thanksgiving.